country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
You are tuned in
from dusk till dawn
to the Trump Phenomenon here on June 12th, 2017. I'm James Kelso, based here in North Dakota, and I just noticed here my sidekick, George in Maryland, has just appeared on the screen. George, thank you.
Good to be here, James.
And folks, good to have you here with us. You can participate in the show by calling in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we will endeavor to cover in the next 60 minutes the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. Actually, yes, the last 24 hours. We were last with you Sunday for our three hour spectacular, and we now begin our 1 hour, five nights a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All of this sponsored by the American Freedom Party, our international advisor is Paul Fromm, who just appeared on my screen. Paul, welcome.
Yes, I got into my office about 3 minutes ago. So, made it. No thanks to third world type delays.
And Paul, folks, has just concluded. Let me find my notes here from last night, Paul. He has just concluded, maybe I can even do it from memory, a grand tour of Canada, five provinces, 11 cities, and 14 talks.
And, that's right, with our guest from Germany, Alfred Schaefer. And it was a great tour, and a little long and tiring, and we went all the way from Ottawa in the east to Victoria on Vancouver Island. So we really saw a lot of territory.
You know, your tours are Charles Lindbergh like, Paul. That famous starting in 1927, when Charles Lindbergh did in fact fly the Spirit of St. Louis to all 48 lower American states, and I forget the exact number, but it's estimated that something on the order of a quarter of the entire American population saw Charles Lindbergh or his plane on that tour.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Paul has that same Charles Lindbergh indefatigable work ethic. And so thank you very much for that, Paul. Well, we got some news here. Last night I was talking about my enthusiasm, glad to hear that Donald Trump has added Poland to his July 7th and 8th visit to the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. And we now learn that a little more detail came out today. Let me find that detail. The additional detail is that, let me find it here, that the Prime Minister of Poland, Beata Szydło, who is very pleased, she's called it a tremendous victory that Donald Trump has added Poland before the G20 summit. And so we'll get to know Beata Shidwa much better after this. She spells her name B-E-A-T-A. And the Polish pronunciation of that is something like Bada. And her last name is S-Z-Y-D, that Polish L with a strike across it, O. And that's pronounced Shidwa. That L with a W with a strike across it is pronounced as a sort of W. Beata Shidwa, who assumed office in November of 2015, and as prime minister, the president of Poland is Andrzej Duda. But Beata Shidwa is 54 years old, so with two kids. And she, like most Poles, is a Roman Catholic. So I look forward to a great meeting between Donald Trump and, well, the entire Polish people. I think there'll be some great, great events. Another thing to look forward to in the even more immediate future, tomorrow, Jeff Sessions is going to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and that will be exciting, and I that will happen tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be glued to that testimony on television, and this is a chance, I think, for Jeff Sessions to get in some good left jabs and right crosses to our enemies, and to straighten some people out. It's gotten so bad, the fever among the left to try to bring down Trump has gotten so bad that even, Charles Krauthammer, no friend of ours, Charles Krauthammer on the Tucker Carlson show is laughing at the idiocy of the left and what they're saying about Donald Trump. I took some notes here. I was hard to imagine myself listening attentively to Charles Krauthammer, but I was, because he was making good points on how idiotic the left's attack on Trump is, and making the point also that Ben Stein, also not my best friend, Ben Stein, he was making the point on the show last night. We played it. Ben Stein saying that the whole Trump-Russiagate effort by the left is, this is Ben Stein's phrase, it's all BS. And I don't mean Ben Stein, he said.
No.
So this will get, there'll be another exciting chapter in this tomorrow with Jeff Sessions' appearance. Here are my notes on Krauthammer with Tucker Carlson. He said James Comey, he said, showed himself to be a coward. Let me see if I can play this. Let me see if I have it. Here it is, I think. Let's see if I've got it here. Let's see if I've got the right report here.
He has stats suggesting things are better, but the main focus of much of Washington, if not the country, continues to be the Russia probe, with Attorney General Jeff Sessions preparing to testify tomorrow. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off with another busy day on the White House beat.
Now, let me see if I can't find this so that he was announcing that event coming up tomorrow. Let me see if I can find Krauthammer. Well, I'll get him for you. I'll endeavor to find him for you. And the... let's see, some other stuff that we can cover here in the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon include this comment from Peter Schweitzer about Jeff Sessions. Peter Schweitzer, you'll remember, is the author of the very important book in the Clinton campaign, Clinton Cash. Peter Schweitzer, better than anyone else in the world, completely analyzed and took apart the Clinton Foundation and exposed it for the scam, the criminal scam, the racketeering-influenced corrupt organization, RICO, that it actually is. So Peter Schweitzer, a very important man, and he continues to do important research like that. Well, he had very good things to say about Jeff Sessions today. He said, the president of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, spoke with Breitbart News exclusively on Monday regarding Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to end Department of Justice handouts for leftist groups, which has come to be known as something of a slush fund. This is very similar to the behavior of the Clinton Foundation, which is also a slush fund. As Breitbart News reported, for decades, through a variety of initiatives, the Department of Justice has insisted on donations to third parties as part of the settlements it reaches with defendants. And folks, these are huge settlements that can be in the billions of dollars, especially corporations. In the Obama administration, this practice took on the character of a slush fund, which funneled hundreds of millions of dollars from these corporate defendants and put it into the hands of non-government organizations. So, for example, folks, if Exxon was going to settle a oil spill case, or British Petroleum settle an oil spill case, and the judgment against them was $500 million, the Department of Justice would have that money funneled off to the non-governmental organizations sponsored by people like George Soros, the people who hate us the most. Recipients have included left-wing, quote-unquote, community organizer groups such as the National Council of La Raza, or The Race, a Latino racial advocacy group that supports mass illegal immigration. Other recipients have included the National Urban League, the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, and others. There's a list here. And Peter Schweitzer says, this is a tremendous victory. People ought to be very encouraged by, said Peter Schweitzer. So let's chalk this up as another delivered. Donald Trump didn't even promise this. This is something he has delivered as an additional tremendous thing for us. He just cut off billions of dollars that were being used to fund our enemies. And the there you go. That's a good report there from Peter Schweitzer. Here's another great interview that Breitbart did. Again, I sound like a salesman for Breitbart, and I guess I am in some way. The Ted Cruz did an interview with Breitbart, and he said, let's get the U.S. military going in after the Mexican cartels, U.S. Ranger, Delta Force, Green Beret, Special Forces style. And, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz suggested today that the U.S. military should be used against Mexican transnational criminal groups. The statements were made during a one-on-one interview with the senator by Brandon Darby. Now, who is Brandon Darby? He is actually the lead correspondent for Breitbart in Texas. Breitbart has a news agency in numerous locations, and Brandon Darby is one gutsy guy who is on the border interviewing, taking chances. He has teams gathering news in Mexico at great risk to themselves. This is just what we've been needing. Brandon Darby, while interviewing Ted Cruz, Cruz says, well, we should coordinate our military efforts, of course, with the Mexican government. But Ben Darby raises the key point. He says, I'm going to interrupt you, and I apologize for doing so. This is the issue with Mexico. Mexico's ruling party, the PRI, is in fact largely funded by these drug cartels. The current Mexican president, Peña Nieto, and I don't expect you to respond to it. I'm saying he was largely put into office by money from the Juarez cartel. The line between the Mexican cartels and Mexican political leaders on the highest levels is so fine, it even may be non-existent. How do you do a military operation in a country where there is so much public corruption? It's kind of a rough transcript here of the interview. All Cruz can say is it's an enormous challenge, and the rule of law in Mexico is profoundly imperiled, where the justice system does not operate, where far too many of the police and the prosecutors and the judges are corrupt. When cartel where cartel enforcers, even if they are apprehended, are released within hours. It creates an environment that makes it profoundly difficult for government leaders to take on the corruption. But nevertheless, Ted Cruz says, you know, we may need to go in and just hammer these people. And, you know, preferably with some Mexican consent. But I like the idea of turning, Paul and George, turning the U.S. military loose on the drug lords of Mexico.
Our neighbors to us to the south are our most mortal enemies, James.
Yeah, Cruz has got it, and as the interviewer does, that the Mexican government is controlled by these cartels. Here's a great people we love to hate column. Here's another story today. John McCain claims Obama provided better American leadership than Donald Trump.
What an idiot.
That was a laugh. I really enjoy that. Hey, John, man, time to hang up your skates, pal.
He ate too much of that weird rice when he was in Vietnam.
Yeah. McCain, who lost his 2008 presidential bid against then-candidate Obama after a campaign in which he repeatedly defended Obama from his supporters' criticisms, has been an outspoken critic of Trump and has refused to tone it down since his fellow Republican took the White House. Now, he was also spouting off. This was an interview with The Guardian for Britain. He was recently on a tour of Australia, also spouting off, saying that Trump has unsettled America's allies and has unsettled Americans like himself. And
it's very unsettling, James.
Yeah, it's very unsettling.
Speaking about unsettling,
yes.
I predicted as soon as Trump was elected that our trust fund kid, who's always stinted our military, in fact, successive governments, conservative and liberal, have goofed off, so we're now actually spending 0.9% on defense, whereas under our NATO commitments, we're supposed to spend 2%. Anyway, I said Trump was going to lay down the law and things would change. Well, not very many people agreed with me. A lot of people said, Trudeau will finesse it. He'll say, well, we're doing some of the tough lifting, like we sent 400 soldiers to Latvia. We ought to get credit for that. But in fact, in a new government paper released last week, Canada is committed to spending billions more, including on some of the badly needed aircraft and boats, and he's going to significantly increase the number of soldiers in the military. This is yet another good thing that's come from Donald Trump in less than 4 months.
Well, that thank you.
Sorry, I guess it's less than 5 months, but tremendous. This is something. This isn't a benefit to the United States. I mean, although it is, it's a benefit to Canada. We should have been doing this ages ago.
Well, very good. That's very good. And the Donald Trump shaming. I put this under the shaming file, shaming people like Trudeau into doing what they should be doing.
Doing
some of it.
Up to their commitments.
Well, here's another achievement, another check mark that you can place in the Donald Trump delivering column. President Donald Trump, and this is, I'm reading this also off of whitehouse.gov, the White House's own website. We're going to get to his attorney, United States attorney candidates, right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Oh, we're back, folks. Here's another, again, people that we haven't been all that happy with in the past. Here's a great comment from Newt Gingrich. Prominent conservatives, including former Speaker Newt Gingrich, fired off salvos at Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Monday, insisting that the man leading the probe into allegations of links between the Trump campaign and Russia is out to damage the president. And remember, people even like Ben Stein, even Charles Krauthammer, say it's BS. But the wave of criticism sparked, let me skip a little down here. Gingrich, a leading Trump ally, took to Twitter on Monday, today, to assail Mueller. He tweeted that, quote, "Republicans are delusional if they think the special counsel is going to be fair." Wow.
That's strong stuff.
That's strong stuff. The former Speaker of the House said that, quote, he was urging the American people to understand that this is a rigged game intended to bring down the Trump administration, unquote. In his interview and his tweets, Gingrich highlighted some of the people who have been hired onto Mueller's team, and Gingrich is getting a read by these hires into what Mueller's doing. Four members of Mueller's team have donated to Democrats or liberal causes in the past. One of them, Jeannie Rhee, donated $5,400 to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. She also worked for the Clinton Foundation, in at least one high-profile case. Gingrich told The Hill in Washington, "I don't know where Mueller's head is. How can you go out and hire somebody who worked for the Clinton Foundation?" Unquote. Here's some other comments. Jay Sekulow, a new member of the president's personal legal team, refused to rule out Mueller's firing by Trump in a TV interview on Sunday. The president has the authority to take action, Sekulow told George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week. Now I'll get down to it, some even more interesting people here. Ann Coulter on Monday, today, called for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to fire Mueller. Coulter was fiercely unimpressed by the argument that a firing would be outside the norms of political behavior. Quoting her, Ann Coulter said, "Republicans are so stupid. They bow and scrape in response to any withering look from a Democrat." Unquote. In the event that Sessions did indeed fire Mueller, Coulter added, "What's anyone going to do? Demand Trump's impeachment? Yawn." Unquote. There are other voices in the chorus of Mueller criticism. On Monday, conservative writer Byron York raised the question of whether Mueller is compromised by his friendship with Comey in a Washington Examiner column. This column was retweeted by Ann Coulter and retweeted by radio talk show host Laura Ingraham. There has been intermittent speculation that Ingraham might join the White House communications team. Oh boy, I'll just jump for joy if that happens. I think Donald Trump wants her on the team. I think the issue for Laura Ingraham is she's hugely influential as a talk show host and as a columnist, and she'd have to give that up to be on the communications team. So she's needed in both places, and she knows it. So there you go. This is in the air. And even Charles Krauthammer made the point. He said, look, they're trying to indict Donald Trump or, you know, accuse him of collusion. That blew away. Comey himself said there's no collusion, so that's gone. The next thing they trotted out was obstruction of justice. And even Charles Krauthammer, who is, you know, really a neocon, Charles Krauthammer said, how can the president obstruct justice? He has the authority, the proper and correct authority, to hire, fire, and dismiss any case in America. He can dismiss any case against anybody. It's his constitutional presidential prerogative. He can't obstruct justice by trying to end an investigation. We've got a little break here coming up, and we'll go to your calls and more news right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
We're back, folks.
Here,
and,
I don't want no handout.
Got a great bit of audio for you.
Anything they're giving, I'm proud and
white. And this is audio from today. Donald Trump holding his very first full cabinet meeting. And at the beginning of the meeting, he says, you know, this, why 4.5 months? Well, because of the obstructionist Democrats in the Senate. But here's the revolutionary thing. I've never, Paul, George, seen televised or put out on video, as I am about to share with you, a presidential cabinet meeting actually conducted with all the cabinet members speaking around a big table there in the White House. This is revolutionary transparency in government, Paul.
Yes, and I was very impressed. I saw some of that just before I left Vancouver this morning, and it's very impressive to see that very heavy-duty lineup of intelligent men and women, and the respectful way they spoke about Donald Trump. He really was the chairman of the board. I really was very impressed.
Yes, and I'm hoping, you know, folks, just go to whitehouse.gov, go to latest news, and then the subheading videos, and you'll see a video right at the top, video of this cabinet meeting, at which you see, here's the full cabinet. I'll just go through it quickly because the American press is not going to share with you these great men that Donald Trump has assembled. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, I think he starts it out. Mike Pence, the vice president, is also part of the cabinet. Steve Mnuchin, Treasury. Mad Dog Mattis, James Mattis, Secretary of Defense. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Ryan Zinke, Secretary of the Interior. Oh, this is a good one. Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture. Another good one, just confirmed. Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce. Alex Acosta, Secretary of Labor, also just approved over this obstructionism. Tom Price, Secretary of Health and Human Services, great pick. Ben Carson, Housing and Urban Development, great pick. Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, okay. Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, okay. John Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security, good one. And then Dan Coats, former Senator Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence, real good. Mick Mulvaney, Office of Management and Budget. Mike Pompeo, Director of the CIA. Scott Pruitt, Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. I can't sing his praises high enough. And so here you go. Let's listen just for a second. Here's how he... You know, you can, for the first time as an American citizen, can watch your government on your computer screen.
So I think what we'll do, most of you know most of the people around the room, but I'm going to start with our vice president. Where's our vice president? Our vice president. There he is. And I'll maybe start with Mike, and we'll just go around and just you name your position, and then we'll ask these folks to... go back and have a good day, and we're going to discuss our various reports. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. President, and just the greatest privilege of my life is to serve as vice president to a president who's keeping his word to the American people and assembling a team that's bringing real change, real prosperity, real strength back to our nation.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Mr. President, it's great to be here and celebrate this group. We are receiving, as you know, I'm not sure the rest of you fully understand the support with law enforcement all over America. They have been very frustrated. They are so thrilled that we have a new idea that we're going to support them and work together to properly, lawfully fight the rising crime that we're seeing. It's an honor to be able to serve you in that regard. You set the exact right message, and it's being responded. The response is fabulous around the country.
Great success, including MS-13. They're being thrown out in record numbers and rapidly. And they're being depleted. They'll all be gone pretty soon. So you're right, Jeff. Thank you very much. Alex?
Mr. President, I'm privileged to be here.
Alex Acosta.
I'm deeply honored, and I want to thank you for keeping your commitment to the American workers. This week is a full schedule for
labor.
You, focusing on the American worker. We're very excited at the Department of Labor. And the apprenticeship program that they're going to be announcing, I think, is going to make a real difference. So thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. President, honored to be on the team.
Rick Perry.
This last week, I had the great privilege to represent America at China at the Green Energy Ministerial. Good timing. They needed to hear why America was stepping away from the Paris Accord, and they did. And that America is not stepping back.
Energy.
But we're stepping into place. And sending some messages that we're still going to be leaders in the world when it comes to the climate, but we're not going to be held hostage to some executive order that was ill thought out. So my hat's off to you for taking that stand and for sending a clear message around the world that America is going to continue to lead in the area of energy.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a new day at the United Nations.
Nikki Haley.
We now have a very strong voice
people know what the United States is for, they know what we're against, and they see us leading across the board. And so I think the international community knows we're back.
Thank you, Mr. President, thank you for the kind words about the budget. You're absolutely right. We are going to be able to take care of the people who really need it. At the same time, with your direction, we were able to also focus on the forgotten men and women who are the folks who are paying those taxes. So I appreciate your support and your direction in pulling that budget together.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President. It's good to be back in the United States. I actually arrived back this morning at 1 o'clock from Italy in the G7 summit focused on the environment. And our message there was
Scott
Pruitt. The United States is going to be focused on growth and protecting the environment.
EPA.
So well.
Good job.
Good morning, Mr. President. Intelligence community has never faced such a diversity of threats to our country.
Dan Coats.
In our lifetimes,
Director
we have
of National
men and women
Intelligence.
Who are working 24/7, 7 days a week to make sure that we are on top of all these threats. It's a joy to be working with the people that I have inherited, and we are going to continue to provide you with the very best intelligence we can so you can formulate policies to deal with these issues.
Thank you, Dan.
President, it's a privilege to serve
Betsy DeVos,
to serve the students of this country,
education,
and to work to ensure that every child has an equal opportunity to get a great education and therefore a great future.
President, what an incredible honor it is to lead the Department of Health and Human Services at this pivotal time under your leadership.
Tom Price.
I can't thank you enough for the privilege that you've given me and the leadership that you've shown. Seems like there's an international flair to the messages that are being delivered. I had the opportunity to represent the United States at the G20 Health Summit in Berlin and at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, and I can't tell you how excited and enthusiastic folks are about the United States leadership as it relates to global health security.
Thank you.
Mr. President, as your CEO on your staff, and it's an honor to be your steward of our public lands and the generator of energy dominance. I am deeply honored, and I am committed and optimistic that we can be both great stewards and be the world's largest producer of energy.
Ryan Zinke.
You can do both. Thank you very much. Thanks. Rex.
Mr. President, thank you for the honor to serve
Rex Tillerson.
In the country. It's a great privilege you've given me. Clearly, we are engaged with our allies to ensure that they know where our common interests lie, what our expectations are, that America will continue to be a leader, but they must do more. And they must meet their obligations, both from a national security standpoint, but also for creating conditions of stability, prosperity, and for our adversaries. We are engaging and will engage, but they have to know that we will be engaging from a position of strength to protect America's national interest, and we expect to make progress on resolving some of these differences.
Mr. President, it's an honor to represent the men and women of the Department of Defense. We are grateful for the sacrifices our people are making in order to strengthen our military, so our diplomats always negotiate from a position of strength.
Thank you.
Mr. President, thank you for the opportunity to help fix the trade deficit and other things. The other countries are gradually getting used to the fact that the free rides are somewhat over with. I'm not happy with it, but I think they have a growing recognition of it. So I'm thrilled to have a chance to help you live up to your campaign promises.
Good. Thank you, Wilbur.
Mr. President, last week was a great week. It was Infrastructure Week. Thank you so much for coming over to the Department of Transportation. Hundreds and hundreds of people were just so thrilled, hanging out, watching the whole ceremony. I want to thank you for getting this country moving again, and also working again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Transportation,
Mr. President, proud to be here. Certainly very proud to represent the Corps of the million men and women that serve the country in DHS. In the 5 months that I've been in the job, we have gone a long way to facilitate the improve the legal movement of people and commerce across our borders. Yet at the same time, have gone a long way to safeguarding our borders.
Marine Corps General Kelly. Homeland Security.
All of our partners to the south, 70% drop in illegal immigration. While we still welcome legal immigrants to the tune of over a million a year, we are no longer a friendly environment for illegal border crossers.
Thank you.
Mr. President, first of all, I apologize for being late for work. About 4 months, I got bogged down in that swamp that you've been trying to clean. I also have traveled. I just got back from Paris, where we met with the OECD and the WTO both. And the message was similar to Wilbur's. It was, deficits do matter, and ours are coming down.
I know they are.
Well, Mr. President, thank you for the opportunity to serve at SBA. And I can tell you that, as I haven't been traveling internationally, but I've been traveling around the country, and what I'm continuing to hear is this renewed optimism from small businesses, higher than it's been in about 16 years. So those people returning to the workforce, a lot of them are because small businesses are creating new jobs. So loan portfolios are up, mentoring and our outreach with SCORE and our other programs are being so successful. So thank you. We're on a good trajectory and still a lot of work to do.
Thank you.
On behalf of the entire senior staff around you, Mr. President, we thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda and the American people, and we're continuing to work very hard every day to accomplish those goals.
Mr. President, it's an honor to serve as your CIA director. It's an incredible privilege to lead the men and women who are providing intelligence
CIA
so we
director.
Can do the national security mission. And in the finest tradition of the CIA, I'm not going to say a damn thing in front of the media.
Mr. President, thank you commitment to honoring our responsibility to America's veterans. I know that this is personally very important to you. I have the great honor of being able to represent the 21 million American veterans that have done such great things for this country, and I've worked every day to make sure that we're honoring that responsibility.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
President, it's been a great honor to
Ben Carson here.
Thank you for your strong support of HUD and for all others around this table that I've worked with. We're making tremendous progress and converting to a business model, already seeing tremendous savings there. And this month is National Homeowners Month, and therefore I'll be ringing the bell on Wall Street at 4 o'clock, which means I got to leave at 12. Thanks.
Good morning, Mr. President. While we're bragging about international travel, I just got back from Mississippi. They love you there. And I want to congratulate you on the men and women you've placed around this table. The holistic team of Working for America is making results in each and every area, working with Secretary Ross and Ambassador Lighthouser and Secretary Mnuchin and Tom Price and Scott Pruitt. This is a team you've assembled that's working hand in glove for the betterment of America. And I want to thank you for that. These are great team members, and we're on your team.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm going to pause it right there. I know that was long, George and Paul, but I thought that was magnificent. And, you know, do you get the impression, ladies and gentlemen, that there's catfighting and discord and chaos in the Trump White House? I don't think so. That sounded like
a team in disarray. No, not at all.
That I'll tell you, folks, that was a huddle. You just participated in a huddle of the Green Bay Packers under Johnny Unitas. That was a heck of a huddle there. And think of any other great team. The Four Horsemen of Notre Dame. You were in their huddle right there. That was leadership. And those people, that's an incredible team. And you could hear it. I like that last speaker. I think that was Sonny Perdue, actually, the last speaker. I can't see him. He's behind Mike Pence's head. But I think that was Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture. And as he was commenting, this is a great team that you've assembled. Mike Pence was just nodding his head so strongly. He was almost banging his head on the table. He was agreeing with such strength. And all of the people around the table, a couple of my, I missed naming Lighthizer. I didn't have time to name him and a couple other people. But you saw the whole Trump cabinet there, and you heard that leadership quality. This is the cabinet that's running your nation now, and you can feel mighty, mighty good about it.
Yeah.
And they're now filling in. See, these great men and women are filling in the positions beneath them. And so that was another announcement we probably won't have time for in this show. But Donald Trump just announced his latest batch of appointments, which is to, let me see if I can find this here just to give you the headline, and that is, yes, Donald Trump announces United States Attorney nominations. There are a bunch of these. These are, you know, I'll just take it on faith. These are great appointments, but this now is where you chuck the Obama people out, and you replace them with patriots. And it's going to show up. It's going to show up very quickly in the action that's happening on the ground. So, Paul or George, pretty neat there to be in that cabinet meeting.
And not a whole lot of liberal platitudes coming out of that group.
Oh, yeah. Did you see how concise, how businesslike they were? Bang, bang, bang. Get to the subject. Get to the point. We got a little break here. And then if you want to get in a call, you can still do it. We'll be back with another segment. Stay tuned. Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and we're gonna run out of time here. So just enough time for me to patch up an oops there in the previous segment. I put Johnny Unitas in the Green Bay backfield. he'd rather be in the Baltimore Colts backfield. And looking up Johnny Unitas during the break there, folks, I found out something interesting, Paul. The name Unitas, guess the ethnic origin of the name Unitas. It's Lithuanian.
Eastern European.
Lithuanian. His family name was Jonaitis. Jonaitis. Changed to Unitas. I'm looking here at a picture of the four horsemen of Notre Dame. Again, leadership, Newt Rockne, he's the Donald Trump of football. And quarterback Harry Stuldreyer, left halfback Jim Crowley, right halfback Don Miller, and fullback Elmer Layden. They're all sitting on black horses here in this photo, who would run rampant through the Irish's opponents. That lineup devised by Newt Rockne in 1922 during their sophomore season. And in their three-year tenure, the Four Horsemen lost only two games, one in 22 and one in 23, both of them to Nebraska in Lincoln before packed houses. And if you've ever been in the stadium at Lincoln when it's packed, pretty hard to beat them, the Cornhuskers, when you can't even hear your signals in the huddle. I think we'll kind of wrap up tonight's show. We've got a couple calls here. Let me just squeeze it in. Murr in Wisconsin, can you get in a quick comment?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jamie. And I really enjoy what you and Paul and George do. It's great. It's so comforting to hear someone actually speaking about the good stuff. Because he's a good businessman, you know? But this chaos thing, Elaine Chao, Chao, and her doctor father, when she was sworn in the last day of January, the very next day, chaos hit the SoundCloud and was all over the mudstream media. That's where they got it from. There was no chaos. It's like everything else. Fake.
Yes, it's fake. It's fake news. The Trump cabinet is magnificent. It is like the Four Horsemen. Donald Trump is the Newt Rockne. I heard someone say that the premier quality of the greatest leaders is the ability to pick people. That's the number one.
Right.
Yep.
Get along with one, everybody.
Yep. And Donald Trump has demonstrated that clearly.
Bruce McCarthy, that was on here, right? That's what he said, was to find where you get along. And that's out of Matthew, too, rather than where you don't agree, right, to avoid going to court and to jail and whatever. But like I said, I wanted to point out, every time anyone sees chaos, laugh and think chows.
Yeah.
Plural for chow. Just think, laugh. Make it
all
better.
Right. Thanks, Murr. Thank you, Paul. Paul, congratulations on your great grand tour of Canada. We'll talk more about that in upcoming shows. And thank you, George. We'll see you all in the huddle tomorrow night.
Okay, great.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.